This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Affordable Care Act potholes. Some 12 million people may have enrolled under the Affordable Care Act, but that doesn't mean that Obamacare can catch a break. Everywhere we turn, there seems to be more potholes on the road. Of course, there's the decision due in June by the Supreme Court on whether or not subsidies can be offered to the poor to enroll in the states where the federal government runs the marketplace. Worse, dozens of current and former congressmen basically are saying that the four words that are in contention in this challenge were basically a whoops, my bad drafting mistake that was never part of debate or deliberation, but always assumed a no-brainer. Unfortunately, that could still be enough to eviscerate health care coverage for lower-income families in many states. Now, new studies and data are also pointing out the obvious problem with tax penalties not being effective in forcing enrollment when they come many months in the spring, when taxes are due and long after the enrollment window is closed to gain coverage under the Act. Interestingly, the lower-income families seem more responsive to the penalties than those with more income, hinting that the penalties might even be too low. But even past these almost technical problems, a concern we've often expressed that too much of the employer and marketplace coverage is simply too thin to cover the care is also becoming more obvious. Too many people are woefully underinsured. New estimates from the Commonwealth Fund Biennial Health Insurance Survey of 2014 found that 23% of 19 to 64-year-old adults who were uninsured all year, some 31 million people, had such high out-of-pocket costs or deductibles compared to their incomes that they were technically almost uninsured. 11% of privately insured adults had deductibles of $3,000 or more in 2014, making any health insurance they might have catastrophic at best. The inability to limit deductibles is a huge crisis for lower-income workers and their families with these low-rider policies. Normally, we would expect that what is broken could be fixed, but given the political season and the whooping and hollering that continues to be embedded in Congress in the far-right efforts to deny health care to millions, there seem to be too many holes and not enough shovels. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.